This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of the coronavirus fears. The day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. A sports psychologist said having no fans could affect the performances of the athletes. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set out when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven. The president has been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable. Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who help the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian Embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. Haitian officials on Thursday say 17 suspects have been arrested so far. They're continuing the search for others. This is VOA News. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital. A fire service official confirmed that a fire began at the five-story Hashim Food and Beverage Limited factory just outside Dhaka. Fire officials said additional details were not yet made available. Tropical Storm Elsa is carving a destructive path up the East Coast here in the U.S. after killing at least one person in Florida and spinning a tornado in Georgia that flipped recreational vehicles, tossing one of them into a lake. Elsa gained strength Thursday across North Carolina and was expected to pass near the mid-Atlantic states overnight. Tropical storm warnings extend up the coast from North Carolina to Massachusetts. A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. Pfizer's chief scientific officer telling the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration in August for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading of the coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week. She says the current vaccines do protect against the variants. A 5.9 magnitude quake rattled the California-Nevada border Thursday. People hundreds of miles away reported that they felt shaking, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There were no reports of damage or injuries there. And Australia is growing around, anger rather is growing in Australia over the lack of clarity on when Australia will allow international tourism and migration to resume, as New South Wales reported its biggest daily rise in locally acquired COVID-19 cases this year on Thursday. Officials are blaming illegal family visits for a growing cluster of the highly infectious Delta variant. Last year, when much of the world was locked down, Australia successfully hosted cricket matches and tennis tournaments. The economy also reopened earlier than expected last year. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.